I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Stop talking. Talk less. Smile more.
I just opened this while we were while you were getting things sorted. Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy, Hogwarts robes pockets had to be sewn shut to prevent him from taking food on set.
That's hilarious.
So that reminded me of the best. Did you do drama in high school? I actually don't remember.
Not officially. I did the creative writing magazine, and we would do a poetry jam every year.
Ooh.
So that was the closest I got on stage to performing.
Particularly in high school, less so the older you get, because high schoolers are a-holes. On the last night of a performance, people would pull pranks.
Right. Yeah.
And that is a traditional thing. So I was in a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And in this show, like, I just sat on a bench off to the side for like 30 minutes in this show. Like, I was just sitting there. So I came in, I introduced myself. They're like, go sit over there. I sat over there for a really fucking long time. So, and I had this, you know, the like square neckline Empire waist dress, right? You're imagining it. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also I'm very skinny because I'm in high school.
Right.
You have to be imagining this correctly.
Yes.
So there's no fucking room in this dress, right? Like, it is tight. It's like a 28, like,
yeah,
28 waist, like, bra, yes, size band.
Yes. Yes.
Dress. So I stuck celery, like, basically in my armpit because there was no boob room for it. And so while I'm sitting on stage and there's stuff going on, I pull out celery and I went
on the last night.
Yeah.
And are you mic'd?
No.
Okay.
But it was like a small, like, black box theater where there wasn't
okay
stage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, so my friend Tori was like assistant stage manager, and she said to the stage manager, who was an adult, she goes, is Maggie dead? Because he was like, no pranks, guys, no pranks. Right. So she was like, is Maggie in trouble? And he's like, no, that's really funny. Because a lot of the pranks ended up hurting people or being gross.
Right, 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 you know? Right, right, right.
Like embarrassing someone on stage, doing something kind of dangerous. Like,
but that was like comic relief on stage as you're sitting there for half an hour. Right. That's really funny. So was that, how warm was that celery that you crunched?
Oh, not very, because I put it in my dress right before getting on stage.
Oh, okay.
So like, it had only been in there 5 minutes tops.
I love it. That's funny. I did enjoy drama. So I performed in church a lot. You know, we did the children's choir and whatever skits we would do in church for youth group. And my mom did end up, because our choir pianist also played for the local community college. So he told us all that the one year that the community college was doing this show, Rags, and they needed a bunch of children to play immigrant children. So it's about immigrants coming over from Europe to America and settling in New York and like getting started in their life here. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go and try out and sing in front of a bunch of strangers. And I must have been okay because they let me in to the children's choir. And so there were a few times like we sat on stage for 20 minutes frozen.
Yeah.
In the background while the main person like did some crazy soliloquy.
Right.
So, but that was a lot of fun. I mean, we were children, so like we weren't part of the pranks or anything. Right. But my mom had made me, she actually got me a bright lime green shirt and puffy painted the Statue of Liberty on the front, which was a copy of the playbill. And then like the last weekend of performances, I took the shirt in and everyone signed it for me. So, and then I actually wore that shirt quite a bit. So, but yeah, And I didn't do anything in high school. I didn't have transportation. So I honestly couldn't do any groups or extracurricular activities in high school. So I didn't have a way to get home at all after practices. So
my parents were really generous in terms of like driving us around a fucking lot.
Mm-hmm. My parents both worked. So my mom worked till 5 or 6 at night, and my dad had an inconsistent schedule being in retail. So
yeah, no, I mean, I get it. It's just that like
wasn't an option.
I was really fortunate that both my parents were educators, and they're like, it lined up with what we were doing, and they were like, because they had every right as human beings to be like, I'm not fucking driving you around all the goddamn time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
they did.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. How's it going, Shannon?
It's going. I broke up with that Big Apple collector's email because, like you, it was getting too many and spending too much money on pops.
So they send like 5 emails a day.
But, you know, every once in a while, like, if I'm paying attention, Amazon will be like, you love pops. You buy them all the time. Look at these new ones.
Yeah.
And they are releasing on July 4th, Hamilton musical pops.
So you're not throwing away your shot, right?
And I'm totally not throwing away my shot on this one. So I show Catherine the Hamilton one, because there's Hamilton, the Skylar girls, Aaron Burr and George Washington. I really wish there was a David Dix one. I'm really upset there's not a Jefferson one. Like, really bummed about that. Like, they should have all the main characters, like, honestly. Yeah. So you're
or
missing
Lafayette. I literally don't care. David Dix.
You need a David Dix pop.
Yeah.
So I would have totally bought, Lafayette and Hercules Mulligan. So I show it to Catherine. I was like, Catherine, who's this? And she looks at it and her eyes get super wide and light up, and she goes, oh, Alexander Hamilton.
Bless her face.
Bless her face. So of course I got Alex and the 3 girls. So
yeah, the girls' pops look really cute, and I think you need all 3.
You have to have all 3.
You have to. You can't just get one.
No.
They work together.
Yeah, and they all need their own little stage.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put like either work above their heads or like women in the sequel. You know, I'll figure something out. Display with.
I'm here for it.
Fuck off, Kat. I don't like you either. You know, I read a lot of things about Aquarians having cold dead hearts, and I didn't used to believe it, but now I'm starting to believe it.
My brother really hates astrology. Like, he thinks it's such bullshit. Like, he gets unreasonably angry about it. But I have a lot of like stereotypical Scorpio traits.
Yeah.
People peg me as a Scorpio all the time. And I was like, listen, it has value for me because I fall into that stereotype. Therefore, it'll be like Scorpios be like, and I'm like, yes, I do be like that.
My birthday's is February 18th, and it's the last day of Aquarius. So I'm this weird like Aquarii Pisces. Mm-hmm. So I do sometimes relate, you know, more to an early Pisces than a true Aquarius, you know, like mid-career Aquarius.
Right.
So I do love all the little meme memes that our friends share all the time. And I'll read both to see which one, but like,
feels like it's more you.
Yeah. There's a lot of like, you know, a lot of stigma that Aquariuses don't really care that we have cold dead hearts. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Like, I tend to be super empathetic and very loyal, but like, don't fucking fuck with me, because if you break my trust and betray me, like, I'll stab you. I'll stab you. Like, not even the back, like in the front, I will stab you. Right. Like, you are dead to me. And then in five years, you can apologize and I'll forgive you.
one of the things that I didn't ever feel like was me, but then realized recently that it was about Scorpio, is being secretive, right? Like, I'll just like tell you everything, but here's the fucking thing about that. I was called out on this recently, is that I'll give you way too much information. So it seems like I'm being open when really I'm hiding deep, dark secrets in here. And so I am giving the appearance of openness when really I'm holding back.
Deflecting your openness because you pick a small thing to give way too many details about, while list you harbor everything else inside.
Yep.
I like it. I see that.
All right. So Scorpios, resourceful, brave, passionate, stubborn, true friend, distrusting, jealous, secretive, angry. Oh, and also also known for being very sexual and wearing black a lot. And I was like, yeah, I feel that. Although, you know, I went back to like just dressing like I live in the early 90s.
Yeah. Oh, I never showed Catherine the dress I bought her. I should go get it for you. Here, I just pulled up the first link on Google. Aquarius strengths. Progressive, original, independent, humanitarian.
That's very you.
Weaknesses. Runs from emotional expression. Temperamental, uncompromising, aloof. I mean, I can see how my condescending bitch tone makes it seem like I'm aloof.
Are you a wild aloof rebel?
Yeah. Aquarius likes fun with friends, helping others, fighting for causes, intellectual conversation, and a good listener. Yes. Here we go. Aquarius dislikes limitations. Don't tell me what to fucking do. Broken promises. Don't betray me. Being lonely. Dull or boring situations. People who disagree with them. I am always right. Like, legit. Always right. Should look up my mother.
All right, so this one is Scorpio stereotypes. Intuitive and spiritual, secretive and private, jealous creatures, more sexual than your average ... So yep. Obsessive and possessive, prone to melancholy, distrustful, loyal, vengeful, independent, brave, resourceful, shrewd, perseverant, passionate, and mysterious. So you see how a lot of the stereotypes of what a Scorpio is like really ring true for me, of passionate, dramatic. Like, none of these have said dramatic, but all of those together mean dramatic.
Right. So Cheryl is a Virgo.
No way. So is Candy.
Really?
No, she's a Libra. I'm sorry.
Okay. And recently I've seen a lot of things where Virgos are coming out on top as the best astrological sign to have around in your life. Well, and I'm like, do you know a Virgo? Because I do. Ooh, there's a beautiful bug flying around you. So I see it. So let's see. Okay. Strengths of a Virgo: loyal, analytical, kind, hardworking, practical. Weaknesses: shyness, worry, overcritical of self and others.
No, overcritical of others.
All work, no play.
I don't think that's accurate to Cheryl.
Virgo dislikes rudeness, asking for help, and taking center stage. Do you know my mother?
Well, I just smashed it on my
oh my god, do you want to read her horoscope for today?
Yeah, let's read her horoscope for today.
This is you don't see clearly what hides behind the corner.
Oh my goodness,
I'm relating to that hard. but you are certain that if your chosen path follows the emotional imperative, you cannot be wrong. It's Scott waved at you.
He did. He gave you bunny ears and then I waved at him.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't have my self view on, so I really have no clue what he's doing behind me when he's there. So anyway. So what's your astrology shine? Share with us.
Are we asking the people?
Yeah, our imaginary listeners. What did I just
Tell us. Are you like Joseph and you hate it and you're furious that we've been talking about it for the past few minutes? Or are you more Maggie and you're like, I mean, I don't think that the stars determine my personality, but boy, do I have a lot of these personality traits. You know, which of those things are you?
Which of those things are you? Okie dokie, Smokey. So what'd you do today? I went to the doctor's for my annual visit. I got all my blood work done. You know, I fasted and ate no sugar for an entire day because I thought that would erase 10 years of sugar buildup in my system. You know,
how'd that work out for you?
It did not. It did not. However, a week of not eating sugar has lowered my A1C by 0.1 points.
Ooh.
So a tenth of a point, which is big in medicine. So anyway, so Shannon needs to officially lay off the sugar or drastically reduce to a crawl.
Okay, but we're still going to have cake in 3 weeks, right?
I can have a bite.
Bitch, we're having cake and champagne and cheese. We're having cake fine. And champagne and cheese.
That's fine. And I can't eat anything else for like 3 days.
It is it's a cella-fucking-bration, goddammit.
Yes, yes.
You guys, 3 weeks from today, Shannon and I are back in person.
Back streets back. All right. I'm actually really nervous about getting back in person because our recording in person. Because our recording quality has been higher than normal this last year.
Told you last time. I'm going to bring my other microphone like this one. We're going to have two.
Do you have a splitter? Is that going to work?
We'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. We will get it together.
I don't have two headphone jacks in my laptop.
I know you don't. Oh my goodness. We will get it figured the fuck out. And we will record directly on the laptop into sound whatever.
Adobe Soundboard or whatever it is. Yeah.
I said words and they were right words.
We'll figure it out. If worse comes to worse, back to the phone. Or we'll just sit and look at each other and still record through Zoom. I do have two laptops.
Do we both need to be on different laptops? Can I just be logged into the meeting on my phone and then we both record on your computer?
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
So that there technically is a meeting.
Oh, you can record yourself alone in a Zoom.
Why don't we just do that?
Oh, we could do that. On one microphone?
We'll figure out.
Or with no microphones? Scenario.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it
out for us, for people who listen to us.
Yeah, I'm sure that everybody who's listening is really enjoying this conversation.
Well, as much as they love our online Amazon shopping every week. So.
Oh my gosh, what are we shopping for this week?
Oh man.
Dude, all my shit's just like witch shit. Like I'm full in being a witch.
I need to start reading so I can be full in being a witch. I got my little altar going. I found my Harry Potter wand. I broke that shit out. I put it on my altar.
I love that. I love that journey for you. I'm still working my way through tarot. So Thursday, I got a text from one Elizabeth.
Oh.
Just being like, you know, I just wanted to like open the door in case you had anything you really needed to say to me. And I was I just sat there with anxiety for like 40 minutes. Like my Fitbit said my heart rate was 108 and I was just sitting here.
No.
And I was like, fucking A, like you couldn't have done that like 3 weeks ago, but no, no, no. She had to wait till after I was, I mean, of course she doesn't know this, but like I was fine. I was doing fine. You did. So.
Yeah. I don't think you told me what she said at all. You just said that, yeah, you just said she called, like, well she messaged, she messaged. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I made faces, those faces. Yeah.
She was trying to be like, I just know that I ended things really abruptly. And like, maybe you felt like you needed closure. I worked through that on my own. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Never speaking to somebody again is closure.
She replied, so, nope, I'm good.
No, I said, why? Did you have something you wanted to say?
Ooh.
Why are you talking to me?
Did she?
She was like, well, I mean, there's always like something to say, but I just felt like, you know, you deserved the opportunity to say what you felt like you wanted to. And I was like, no, no, you made it very clear when you said your life would be better off without me in it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I started out very condescending and rude, and then she was like, well, I guess that you've made up your mind about everything, how it was. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on here.
She's gaslighting you.
No, she was trying to be kind. But I also think that she likes chaos. I think that she,
Yeah.
I have a hypothesis that she enjoys stirring the pot.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend like that. He enjoys chaos. Yeah. I don't know if he stirs the pot intentionally, but he does like to find himself in the middle of it. So
no, I really think she thought she was like being kind, like giving me this opportunity to say what I needed to say. But like, if I felt like I needed that, I would have tried to take it.
I would have done it 3 weeks ago.
Yes. So then we ended up like kind of like hashing shit out. So from there, from me being a condescending bitch, she was like, I was just like so wrapped up in everything. And like, you couldn't comfort me from it because you were too close to it. And like, he really hurt me and you were still his friend and you couldn't comfort me from that because you were still friends with him. Like, she said all this shit that, like, I really wish you would have said that to start out with, like, instead of just being like, I don't think we should talk again anymore. If right. She just said, I'm being really messed up over all of this and I need some time to sort everything out and you're too close to it to be helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she just said that, that would have been a horse of a completely different color.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I see like why. She's like, you had every right to be angry. Like, I see why you see this thing that way and this thing that way. Like, we ended up having a really productive conversation.
Mm-hmm. And did you call or was this all through text?
This was all through text. We texted for like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And we even like had some like jokey moments that were kind of nice. And she was like, this doesn't like, we can just be, like, this doesn't have to be a big thing. Like you know, cause I had said that I had like imagined what it would be like to make up and that I had no idea like how that would even be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you don't like there, we don't have to like, there doesn't have to be a thing. This doesn't have to be a thing, but I obsessed about it. Anyway, I spent all day consulting the tarot cards till they made no fucking sense. Because I'd asked them the same thing different ways too many times. And they were just like, bleh. Right?
Bitch, you already asked this. Stop.
I'm not going to show you the same cards. I'm just going to show you things that don't make any sense.
Here we go.
So, but like the main reading that I did was very, like the past and the actions and the present were so like obvious and on the nose. Like, how are you feeling? It was the card of the person moving on. Right. And it was like, what happened? And it was the card that's known for conflict. Like that shit was so on the nose. And then like, what could, because the question that I asked it was, what do I need to know about making up with Elizabeth? Like, what mm-hmm. would that look like? Like, what do I need to know? What do I need to know about the possibility of that occurring?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like either the cards were going to be like, oh girl, no, it's a very terrible plan, mm-hmm. but they didn't. They were just like, and you know, you're going to go on your path and you're going to be fine. And I was like, as friends or not as friends? It was really unclear. It was very much like you need to leave shit in the past. I was like, as friends or not as friends? And it was like, you know, they're like, this thing needs to, like, this tower needs to be knocked all the way down. And then you need to like do the work. And I was like, as friends or not as friends. And then it was like, you're seeing her how she was in the past. And you need to like be where you are now. And I was like, okay, again, as friends or not as friends. Like the card reading was so ambiguous about that, where it was like giving me very clear messages, but like super not telling me like,
which path to take.
Yeah. Like not even giving me a clue. And so,
well, maybe if you do the work, the path will become clear.
Yeah. Well, so this is, we just have a big old tarot story tonight that goes on for a long time. So I posted it to the tarot subreddit and some people were like, well, you didn't ask the right question. And I was like, didn't I though? Like, what do I need to know about making up with her? And it just, like, it didn't exactly answer the question that I asked.
Right.
Like, if you ask that question to a person, what do I need to know about, like, such and such? That person will give you information about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Right?
Yeah.
Like, the cards did not tell me whether it was a good idea or bad idea. They were just like, you just need to let go of shit.
There we go. Just let go of shit. Do the work. Should I do my own reading tonight and ask the tarot, will tomorrow night's family meeting be productive?
Oh, I can do this for you live. We can do this. That would be super fun.
Do it. Let's do it. Go get your cards. All right, later. Oh, there you go.
So, but I want to finish yes. my story. So this woman was like, I will do a reading for you tomorrow. Just like message me tomorrow and I will do. She was like, you are too close to this. That's why you did not get clear cards. You are too emotionally invested in this. So her reading actually came up with similar things. And she was like, it's actually not up to you. It's up mm-hmm. to her. Mm-hmm. Like you are on your trail and you just keep walking the road that you're on, like mm-hmm. whatever it is. And if you got like, if she wants to do the work and be like friends again, then you will. And if she doesn't, then you won't. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. I can handle that.
Yeah.
So my reading wasn't even wrong. I just needed to ask more things.
Yeah. But
in the middle of this reading, she was like, she was telling me that she's been doing like a lot of like clairvoyance stuff and a lot of like spiritual talking to deities. And she was like, so like, can I bring that in? And I was like, literally whatever you want. I am of the mind that there is no wrong way. Like there is no wrong way to do things. Like whatever is feeling good for you is good for me. So in the middle of it, she was like, this card makes no sense. And I think that a deity is trying to contact you. And she was like, can we like go down this road? And I was like, sure. Like, let's go on this journey.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was like, well, they've been, whoever it is has been giving you signs, but like not super strong ones. Like they've been giving you gentle signs and they like have ideas for you and they want good things for you. Like they are there to help you manifest something amazing and are just sort of like waiting for you to like be ready to notice them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what about owls? Do owls make sense? And I was like, well, I mean, my niece is obsessed with owls. And she's like, well, kids can be really into like what's going on in the spirit world, to be sure.
Yes.
Like barn owl specifically. And it's like, oh my God, there was that fucking owl outside my window, outside my wall all winter.
Winter.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would like snap it and be like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. My fucking owl's keeping me up. So I was like, oh my God, I had an owl. And then she was like, I see like a a burly man, and she did the little eye emoji, like check him out, like that guy is fit.
Hey,
right? Because if you say owls, I'm obviously going to think Athena,
right?
But she specified barn owl, and saw a big burly man, so I was like, barn owl god, and it was Aries,
huh?
It was Aries,
the god of war,
and I was like, that guy's a dick. Like, I don't want Aries trying to get my attention. No, thank you. No, thank you. But then I started doing research because there are people who worship him. And like who are, you know, I mean, not, I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but who are in the cult of Aries, right? Like there are lots of people, and there's so much more to him, just like every being out there, that, you know, he is also the god of like strong emotions. And I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. Oop, there it is. Oop,
there it is. So yeah, that's wild. I've been doing, oh, and then I was like reading this blog, and this guy was like, I've never seen this anywhere, but I really associate ants with Aries. There have never been ants in my bathroom the whole time that I have lived here. And guess what's been in my bathroom for the last month?
Ants
have shown up in my bath. We have the only ants that have ever shown up into our house have been little ones and in the kitchen. But these are like big fucking warrior ants.
I was gonna say ants are good soldiers. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So Aries is trying to contact me.
So do you need a little Aries dowel for your?
I have not figured out what my steps on this yet at all. Like I was not ready for deity work, but he straight up. Oh, and she like pulled another, like she pulled more cards, and because I suggested Aries, and she pulled a next card and she got a chariot. Whose symbol is a chariot? Apollo. Yes. And Aries.
There we go. That's like awesome. That's crazy.
It was totally crazy. It was totally, totally crazy. I'm like, if you said to me, you know, like, so, you know, I know Greek god is trying to get your attention, I'd be like, it's Athena, right? It's Athena. Of course it's Athena. Wisdom, owls, bad bitches.
You think Athena contacts every bad bitch out there?
No, she does not. But like, I just would not have expected Aries.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I just would. That's.
Is Aries in your sign right now? Like, is Aries in your.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
In your moon or something?
That's a good. I have no idea. I have my cards, but I need to put my microphone down to figure out. I'm going to do just a three card spread. And the question I'm going to ask is, how is Shannon's family meeting going to go tomorrow?
Okay. So all right. You want me to push? I can push pause.
Yeah, let's push pause and I'll do the spread and then we'll start again.
All right. All right. Maggie's shuffled and pulled her cards.
Okay. Well, we have two that are expected and one that is unexpected.
Ooh.
All right. So first expected is the Six of Swords, which was the one that I was just talking about, where it's like, you need to move on from some shit, right? Like fucking move on.
Move on.
But also look at all, they're still holding on to it, right?
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Well, like, I mean, that could symbolize everyone. Cheryl, Deanne, Denise, Kenny, Carol.
Yeah.
Jeff.
All the swords are still in the boat.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to skip the middle one. The Ten of Swords, the person who has been stabbed in the back. So like both of these. You need to move on and you're holding on to some shit. And this person has been stabbed in the back with 10 swords. So both of those were fairly predictable pulls.
Yeah.
But this one is the one that is interesting. The Magician. This is generally seen as a like powerful and positive card. where like the magician has the infinity symbol. Maybe you're going to be the magician, Shannon, maybe you are going to like fucking pull it out.
There we go.
Like that's, this could mean that.
Yeah.
This could mean, so yeah, we've got like, you're holding on to shit and you need to fucking move on. And like, you've been betrayed. You feel very upset and miserable. And then this guy right in between, yeah. Like, I fucking got this. I'm going to like,
there we are.
Like if you look at the magician on his table, he's got a cup, a pentacle, a sword, and a wand. Like he controls all of the elements. He controls all of the things around him.
There we go.
And he's got that lovely dildo in his hand. It's a wand, but it sort of looks like a dildo to me.
I love it. Can you hold all three up? I'll take a picture. I'll be like, this is our reading for our, I'll yeah. send it to Jenny. This is our reading for the meeting tomorrow. Yeah, all right, cool.
All right.
Long pause. Don't mind us. Enjoy We're that. Just here. I love so, it. That yeah, does, I- it does feel very on brand. So maybe I was right to volunteer my services. Maybe we will have a positive outcome.
I mean, like I said, Six of Swords and Ten of Swords, both of those are like very predictable cards for the situation. The magician yes. really surprised me.
Yeah. Well, cool. We'll see.
So now you guys have heard me. Do you like my reading style? Am I amazing?
I do. It's amazing. So insightful. I'm going to grab my book and look it up too.
Yeah. I mean, normally when I do them, this is how I get better at it is like, I think what the, like I do this part where I think what they mean, and then I go reference the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. To like get more details where I'm like, ooh, that tracks, or like, ooh, that feels good. Yeah. So you yeah. only got the first part.
Yeah. My cards are similar to yours. They're more traditional. So I think they should align. It's not the same deck, but
right.
very similar. So yeah. Anything going on? Have you watched anything new, crazy?
Yes, Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, how was that 4-hour biopic?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see the other one, so I haven't seen either one.
I hadn't either. I've seen part of it because I was like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, I recognize this. So apparently I'd seen part of it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, apparently it really fixed shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enjoyable. Like I was on board for it.
That's good. It's like 4 fucking hours though, isn't it?
4 hours and 2 minutes.
I think it took Frodo less time to throw that goddamn ring away.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I get why the movie sucked. They had to cut out too much of it. In fact, they were told that it could not be over 2 hours.
Yeah, then just make 2 movies.
Right.
Well, I mean, they did that for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So, especially if you want to tell a specific story, like you have to tell it a certain way.
Yeah, so. I was thinking about that. I was like, it's wild that movie studios still do that at this day and age, because we have seen now that like you need to let people tell the stories that they're telling, and that is what is the most effective thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like letting the MCU do it the way they wanted to do it. Oh, look, it fucking worked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you try to like manipulate things too many ways to make it too palatable, people like good stories and they like genuine stories.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like we don't all want to go see the same action movie revamped 1,000 times. That's not what we actually want.
Yeah. I'm really tired of the Batman reboots. Like, go fuck. How many times are we going to reboot this fucking franchise? Like, stop it. Just move on. You did a bad Batman movie. All right, what's the next story? You know, like the second Thor movie was not awesome. Guess what? They just fucking moved on. They didn't try to reboot it, rewrite it, redo it.
Correct.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. Speaking of which, I don't know. My brain just like made 4 jumps. I also watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We watched that last night. I thought it was good.
I did too. Yeah. And I got real mad when I like, fuck billionaires, man. Stark didn't give them any money. He just let them be superheroes and flounder on their own.
I think in the comic books he did pay them something, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like, there's no superhero union, you know, no one's, I assume the government paid them, especially when they went out on missions, but even that would be like for contract.
Right.
You know, and maybe just Black Widow had a salary because she was running shit, you know? So I'm not surprised that there's no money to be had.
No, I'm not either. But like, that guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He could have helped them.
Yeah. Well, Pepper Potts is in charge now. She could still be helping them.
God damn it, Pepper. What are you doing?
I mean, is Bucky getting veteran benefits?
God, he fucking should, right? Poor Bucky.
Is his psychiatrist from the VA?
I think she was.
She's damn good if she is.
she said something about
that.
Oh
yeah, she said she's a soldier too. Yeah. So yeah, that was good. I enjoyed it. We watched it last night. We had to stop watching that scary show on Disney. Got too scary for Catherine to watch at night. So I think I'm just going to wait till all 10 episodes drop, and then Scott and I will finish it.
Smart. So,
but she's really enjoying Amphibia and shit, the other show that Owl you House. Love. No. The one
Star
that
versus the Forces of Evil.
No, the one that
Gravity
you
Falls. Star in
Gravity Falls. Yeah, Gravity Falls. So
it took me long enough to get there.
We started watching Waffles and Mochi. That's super cute. So it's Michelle Obama's. Well, I don't know if it is Michelle Obama's show, but it is a children's show about food and learning about healthy food and how to cook with it, how to eat it, like the scientific things for it. So we did tomatoes and onions so far.
Nice.
And now it's potatoes. Time for potatoes. So
a week and a half ago, I went to visit my niece clone and my brother and his wife. And I logged into my Disney Plus on their smart TV to share Raya and the Last Dragon. Because we paid for that fucking premium access, so I'm going to use it as much as possible.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Ashley messaged me yesterday and was like, we're still logged in on your Disney Plus. And I was like, yes, I noticed. Because Raya and the Last Dragon just keeps on changing where it is in the movie. So apparently Zelda loves it so much, they had to keep it logged in as me so that they can keep watching Raya and the Last Dragon.
So we shouldn't watch it and fork it all up.
No, you can watch it on your profile, but they're just logged in as me still.
I love it.
So I can't watch it because then it would mess up where she is.
Right, right.
Oh, that kid cracks me up.
Black Widow's movie's coming out in July.
I saw that.
I'm thinking about going to the theater to see it.
That might be a fun adventure.
We're vaccinated, so
we are vaccinated, or at least I will be fully by then.
Yeah, we'll see if the movies are open by then. Michigan is back on a hot list for a concerned spike area.
Dude, it's bad. 4 weeks ago, it was 7,000 new cases, and then last week, it was 17,000 new cases. That is a huge fucking spike. When I thought that they said cases were spiking, I did not expect more than doubled. I thought that we had been just like, you know, going along and we were in a little spike, but no, that was a fucking spike.
Well, hospitalizations, at least at U of M, are not spiking. They've stayed pretty steady. As a matter of fact, I think ICU cases are still down, but hospital admissions are going up ever so slightly. But that's actually really good to have more hospital cases than ICU cases is good.
Yes. Yes.
That means that's like less extreme cases. So as of our email yesterday, it was like 45 admitted and maybe 13 in the ICU, which is good. So, because I think we have beds for over 80 for COVID ICU.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah. No, when I saw that it was spiking, I did not realize.
So those could just be, you know, those are just positive cases. So those don't reflect, you know, hospitalizations. So that just means, you know, it's the cases might be getting more milder and milder, and people are just, you know, dealing with it at home. So I got a new sewer line yesterday.
Ooh, adulting. Tell me all about it.
Hashtag adulting. Well, they ran into a conundrum. So there's a reason why my pipes were back pitched, and that's because there was just no way to front pitch them with a big metal galvanized pipe unless it went straight down through the room, like mid room. So they had to, I should take pictures and show it to you. So they pitched it up as far as they could on the bathroom side. And they did all a bunch of janky shit to make sure that the water could flow good and join each other at another point, because it had been set up where everything just like coupled together in one point and flushed out. So they kind of separated all those points so the flow would continue to go. And then it goes down the house into the laundry room. And then to pitch it correctly, they janked it down the wall, across, over my door.
Oh my God.
So my door is gone. Because like, can't have a door there with a pipe in the way. And then down the wall.
That's insane.
Out to the pipe that's behind the washer dryer. So, but it's all pitched correctly. Because they were like, what do you want us to do, ma'am? These are like, they gave me like four or five options. One being like, move your fucking air ducts. I was like, well, that's not happening. Like, that's not happening. Can't like just move my air ducts. I was like, just do what is best for the house and for the situation. Like, I don't care about a door. Like, so they took the door off. So we just have like a no door. And my contractor, who's my aunt's boyfriend, is just like, yeah, just leave it open until you decide what to do over here. Cause I was hoping to turn that area actually into a bathroom and Catherine's playroom into a bedroom at some point.
Right.
So, but that's not, you know, going to be for a few years
for me to move into.
Well, you know what? It's, I don't know. You're going to pay for the egress and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, I've already thought of a bathroom theme as industrial. So downtown loft.
Oh, so, I like, you know, it.
Because of the exposed pipes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho, I can't think of too much else going on. Everyone's on the hunt for vaccines, which is good.
Yeah. So Joseph got his today.
Nice.
That I booked for him. Ashley has an appointment for one on Zelda's third birthday.
Nice.
So, yeah, her county has been doing like mass vaccination events at high schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she had been paying attention on that website. And so they are opening up all of Ohio on the 29th. And so April 10th was the first one in her county after it was open for everybody. And so she found it. She's like, mine. It's mine.
Yep. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I have friends from Michigan going down to Ohio to get vaccines.
Oh, I mean, I've been in the Michigan Vaccine Hunters group, and there have been reports that more than half of the people getting it in Toledo are Michiganders.
Mm.
Yes, lots of people have been going down to Toledo to get their shots.
Good. I mean, just get them vaccinated.
Yep, get shots in arms.
Yep. Anyway, you can. My friend has a friend who's vaccine hunting too. And she called us. And you know, when people you never talk to on the phone call you, you just pick up and you're like, are you okay? What's up?
Yeah. Who's dead?
Oh, so, yeah. Who died? So I was like, hey, what's up? Are you guys okay? And so she was telling me about her vaccine hunter friend. So I gave her Scott's, gave the lady Scott's info, and she did find him one, but somewhere like an hour away in the middle of nowhere. And he was like, yeah, no, that's okay. I'll wait.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants one. He just, he's not like driving an hour, you know, he'll like go to Ford. Yeah. He'll go to Ford Field. He'll do something within Livingston County or go down to Ann Arbor, you know? So yeah,
no, I get that. I mean, I drove an hour because I did.
Yeah. So, cause you wanted to,
because that's what I could get.
Yeah.
Although, you know, like a few days after that, the woman who ran the group was like, you shouldn't be driving more than half an hour. If you don't, like, you should be able to find one in your area, to everybody, to the group, mm-hmm. being like, this, we're not so dire anymore. You know, like the supply isn't so limited that you should be able to find one in your area if you just like buckle down and look for it instead of just getting whatever's first available.
Yeah.
So basically, like right as I was looking for it was when the amount was going up, where the supply was going up, where it wasn't quite as dire. But
yeah,
I still have to drive an hour for my second one.
Yeah, that's all right. Hashtag road trip. Day date.
Road trip.
So.
Yeah. So this is interesting. Countrywide. So like 2 weeks ago, right in the middle of the week before last. So, you know, around 2 weeks ago, they were doing 2.5 million vaccines a day, countrywide,
mm-hmm.
2.5 million shots a day. And then a week ago, in the middle of last week, it was already up to 4.6. So like when it was 2.5, I was like, that's good. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Like that's 120 days for everybody, for all the adults to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's good.
Yeah.
And then now we're up to 4.6 million shots a day. Like
it's awesome. We're just
boom, 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 cranking them out, getting them in arms.
I just hope people, continue to want them. So
they won't.
We went and visited, do they listen? I don't think they listen. So we went and did a porch visit to drop off some stuff for, Todd and Gary, mm-hmm. and her parents got theirs, and she's like, yeah, my mom got one. She didn't want to, but she got it. And then I got mine and I didn't want mine either, but I got it. And I'm just like,
okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like your dad's compromised. Your mom's elderly. You're a teacher. And she's like, yeah, Todd's probably not going to get it. And I'm just like,
okay,
he's a salesman, you know, he's out in the public. And I, you know, so we started talking about COVID again and how I'm like, well, I consider it a public health service. Like I'm protecting myself. I continue to wear a mask around you guys to protect you and the people you expose yourself to. And I'm getting a shot for the people around me, not because I think I'm going to get COVID and die, because I'm not. I don't, quote unquote, to be an asshole, I don't get sick, you know? So if I did, I'm pretty confident my body would be okay. Yeah. But you don't know that. You still don't know that until it happens, right? 13% of all COVID-19 sufferers suffer from long-term COVID. Like they are just still sick with it for months and months on end. It just never goes away.
Guy with the founder of Texas Roadhouse.
No.
Did you see that?
No.
So he was a long hauler and his tinnitus was so bad that he died by suicide.
He shot him. Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah.
Like that, because it was so bad for him to be living with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucked.
Yes. So I'm like, it's not like, I just still think you're selfish if you're not doing this for the greater good.
Of course.
You know.
I mean, but like those people being your in-laws, have proven every step along the way that they're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go out to eat. I don't want to have to wear a mask. I don't want to have to get vaccinated. Well, what do you want, Karen?
Right.
I want it to go away. Yeah. So yeah. Do the fucking rest of us.
So wear a mask, get a shot. It will go away.
Well, I just want it to go away and I don't want to have to do anything.
Yep. No, that's not how that works. Do you want an A in your class? Then you have to do your homework.
No, but I just want you to give me an A.
No.
That's literally what this is. Like, that is exactly, that is the same energy as this.
Yeah.
You did not give my daughter an A in this class. Yes, she didn't do A work. But she deserves an A.
No, she doesn't. Deserve an F, or you all fucking fail as humans. Ah, this went off the rails real quick.
That's okay. This was definitely a dual rant. This was a dual rant. Listen, if you just aren't getting your vaccine because, like, you don't want it or whatever, stop listening to our podcast. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
If you have a medical reason that you can't be vaccinated and you're really grateful that the people around you are able to get vaccinated, fine, you can stay.
Awesome. Because there are those people.
Those people exist. I'm not saying,
and so if you're healthy, you need to get shots to protect those people who can't get it.
Right. So are you healthy? Are you a human? Are you a human adult who's healthy and can get the shot?
Yeah.
If you're choosing not to, but you are in that category, fuck you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. My mom has that fear we talked about last time, the fear of the unknown. And yeah. Like, you're a fucking healthy individual. You don't have any comorbidities. You don't have any weird blood diseases. Like, get your fucking shot. Well, it's not officially FDA approved, so I'm going to wait till then. Well, you're going to be waiting a long time. And in the meantime, I hope you don't fucking die. So you're going to need it to travel. If you want to go to Europe anytime fucking soon, you need that shot. So plan on getting it.
You're going to need your, like, proof.
Yeah. We're going to have to keep our cards, like, with our passports.
Mine's
prove it.
Wallet.
So anyway. Anything else going on? I can't think of anything else. We talked about TB. We talked about what we've been up to. Shannon's fat and dying.
I actually have a rant about that somewhat. You know, so, like, you know that I've been working really hard to make healthful decisions for myself and my life. I have a friend who is chronically ill and has been losing weight and has been being complimented at work. First of all, she was a size 8 to begin with. So, like, doesn't need to be losing weight, clearly is losing weight for an unhealthy reason. Like, going down from, you know, 130 to 120 or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
and they were like, it's so good. That's like, you're like exercising and eating right. Like, somebody literally said that to her, made the assumption that she was losing weight because she was exercising and working out.
You're like, motherfucker, I have cancer and I'm dying.
Well, she doesn't have cancer, but yes.
You look so thin. Oh my God. Thank you.
I know. My aunt, when she was literally dying of stage 4 lung cancer, bragged that she was down to 96 pounds.
Yeah. My grandma loved it that she lost weight when she got cancer. I'm finally skinny. And I'm like, that is the wrong. No, stop.
Yeah. Danielle, also that same friend, had to give a mammogram to this woman. So she just, like, lost 60 pounds without trying. And
that sounds familiar.
And she was going to all these doctors to try to figure out why. And every single doctor was like, good for you.
No, I lost 60 pounds without trying. Something's wrong.
Good for you on that weight loss.
I'm in this HS group, which is that skin condition I have. Yeah. And someone was in there doing, like, did the same thing. Like, they actually had all these other chronic conditions that no one would diagnose. It was always just like, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. And so they lost the weight and still had all the chronic conditions. And all of a sudden, all the doctors were now listening to them, because it can't be a weight issue. You just lost 60 pounds. So let's finally look into what's going on with your body.
Why do you think I haven't gotten my knees checked?
Yeah.
It is actually worse when I use the elliptical.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's not an issue with my weight.
Right.
Because when I am doing completely, like, what is it? What is that called?
It's weightless. Yeah. Yeah. Non-impact.
Yeah. When I'm doing completely impact free.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I know, I'm certain that it is like an imbalance of muscles and mm-hmm. that I need physical therapy. I am mm-hmm. certain that that's what is causing my knee problems. I am yeah. certain of it. And I won't go to the doctor because I'm worried that they're not going to take me seriously and are going to be like, oh, it's your knees. You're a fucking fatty. Lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Can't lose weight if I can't fucking walk.
No, no, Shannon, I can lie in bed and starve myself.
Is your PCP empathetic or no? You're just afraid. You're just projecting.
Yes and no. She's really good. However, like, she was more excited when I told her that I had lost weight than she was last year when my blood work was better.
Yeah.
Like, my blood work was worse this year, but I told her that I'd lost weight because she was like, well, you know, COVID, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I've actually like been exercising and working out and eating healthy mm-hmm. and I've lost some weight. So yeah. It's not that. And she's like, oh my God, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was more excited when my blood work was worse.
Yeah. Well, that could be an anomaly. Like, my cholesterol was way, like, really bad this time. And I'm like, I really don't know why. It could be the 2 pounds of cheese I ate last week. Can that affect your cholesterol that fast? And my doctor was like, actually, I really don't know.
Like, that's funny.
But like there was just the one number that was had like gone really up. It was still within range, but it went from like, just, I'm just going to make it up, from like 70 something to like 190 something. And the max is like a little over 2 something. Right. So I'm still in the range, but my number went dramatically up,
right?
To the point where I was like, oh, what the fuck? Cause I have like super low and good cholesterol, even with all the cheese and shit I eat. So yeah. She didn't seem super concerned about that though, cause everything else looks great except for my sugars. I think if you go to your doctor and present your justifications of like, hey, I'm having bad knee problems, when I do non-impact exercises, it hurts the worst. It actually doesn't feel horrible when I run. I think I want to get into some physical therapy just to figure out what's going on. I think they'll be responsive to that because you can present to them. I've already self-analyzed myself by doing this, this, and this. You know, I'm working out, I'm doing these things, but this particular thing really, really bugs my knee. I think I need to get it looked at. And we talked about my knee today too, and she didn't really say anything. You know, I'm like, my knee's been hurting for a year still. Like, yeah. I probably need physical therapy. I don't know what's wrong with it, but you know, anyway, fucking getting old.
Fucking getting old.
Anything else? Did we cover everything we usually do? We adulted, we ranted, we got movies and shit going. I could go on another weight rant. We saw Friends this weekend. Friends we haven't seen in like a year. We sat in the driveway, like 6 feet from each other. So that was like great to see them and hang out.
Of course.
And one of the women who's very slender. She's not like super slender, but she's slender, right? She's proportionate for her height and age and weight, right? Mm-hmm. So she started complaining about her weight and how she needs to lose weight and how she can't lose weight and how she went to a nutritionist. And they're like, you know what? They say I need to eat like 1,000 calories a day. And me and my other friend, who are fatties, looked at her and were like, yeah, because you don't need to lose weight. And if you want to lose weight, you need a 500 calorie deficit a day. So yes, if you're eating 2000 calories a day or 1500 calories a day per normal, you have to cut that by 500 and exercise on top of it to quote unquote lose weight. And then we were like, why are you trying to lose weight anyway? You're fine. You're perfect. Like, shut the fuck up. So yeah. This really upsets me. And it's not my fault she has body image issues. Right. Like really upsets me when like skinny people have body image issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're not meant to be 18 our whole lives.
Had body image issues my whole life, even when I was fucking skinny.
But like, I've come to learn in my old age and accept, like, our bodies aren't built to be young and 18. Like, we're supposed to show wear and tear. We're supposed to show the path we've been on. Like, love your fucking self. Love your body. Like, look at Lizzo. You know, she's been working her ass off hard this year. And she's like, but I don't care. Like, I still love me a year ago as I do today, even though I'm more slender today. So I don't know. It just really, and this is, I guess it's my own thing. I just really upset when skinny people are like, I'm so fat. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, me too.
Shut up.
I know one of the other things that sucks about that too is people like you when they are young, who are not super skinny when they're young. And so you think you're fat, but like you weren't.
Right.
Right. That prom picture.
Yeah. Like yeah. I did think I was fat, but I was bigger than all my other friends.
Right.
You know, but what wouldn't I give to be 145 pounds again?
Right.
You know, that's literally 120 pounds. That's a whole person ago.
But like, that's
seriously,
that's one of the things that I see a lot is that, people when they're younger who are just like kind of plus size but not like fat,
mm-hmm.
just being like, yep, I'm a fatty, and just like leaning into that, like, yeah. That is so common.
I mean, I did accept myself by my senior year, you know, like I loved myself, I loved my body, I didn't particularly care at that point. But you know, leading up to that, it was always like, oh, I just need to lose 20 pounds, I just need to lose 20 pounds. Cause I wasn't fat, but I was definitely curvier and, right. and had more meat on my bones than my other friends.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, I went to college and gained that 20 pounds and turned 21 and gained 20 pounds and got in a long-term relationship and gained 20 pounds. Today, I was like, I did not gain any COVID weight. Please give me a sticker.
I lost COVID weight.
I've lost like 5 pounds. I haven't really tried, but you know.
I mean, for me, it was like, I wasn't, because I eat on the go a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? Like when I'm at work, I'll be like, shit, I didn't pack anything. I guess I'm going to order a sandwich from the place across the street. It's like when I was here at home the whole time, like there was just like home food. I wasn't, and I drank a lot less pop because we don't keep pop in the house, but it was just like, I wasn't going out and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that picture. I was just going to pull it up again of the side by side from New Orleans versus, and it's like exactly a year apart.
That yeah. one. Yeah.
Like yeah. I look like I lost a fuck ton of weight.
Yeah. Your face does look very slender compared to the other one.
But like I had to lose a fuck ton of weight.
Right. It's just redistributed itself somewhere.
I mean,
well, it's just like, it's not, it's just, you're eating right. So you're not being bloated. You're not, those New Orleans pictures, you know, we were drinking and eating. You're probably bloated from just sodium, you know?
Oh yeah.
So anyway, what's your cat doing? I see you doing weird things with your eyes.
There's, the giant warrior ants are all over my bed.
Well, you better fucking start praying to Aries.
Yes. Ask him to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not want this. I do not want this for my night tonight. I was not happy.
Get you an Aries statue for your
altar.
For your altar.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I might need a shrine to him, like an actual just like shrine.
Yeah.
Like his whole own altar.
Oh, little mini vintage Aries mini statue. $14, 3.5 inches tall.
Cute.
That sounds about right, right? 3.5 inches. He was supposedly a magnificent lover. He had lots of lovers and lots of kids. So
yeah, and
he spread that seed about as well as his father Zeus did.
And he was fucking fit.
Yeah. He was toit.
Toit. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Rams. We ready to wrap it up like a dick?
Like a dick. Ramses thing.
All right. Well, you guys can find us on all of the places, all of the social media places at That More Thing. That is us. We are That More Thing. You can find us on the That More Things. Also, feel free to leave us an iTunes. Shannon's laughing at me. An iTunes review. Don't care what you say. Just give us 5 stars. These bitches are crazy. 5 stars. I hated every second of it. 5 stars.
They are so nasally. 5 stars.
Oh, I can't stand their... They sound like Eminem when they speak because they talk through their nose the whole time.
5 stars.
5 stars. All right. Also, you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 271 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
You guys, I forgot an internet thing of the week.
Oh my God.
Here it is.
Is it diet related?
No, I'm not doing that one.
Not doing that one?
Okay, fine. I'll do both.
Okay.
Vibrator died in the middle of using it. So now I have to use my fingers like a cavewoman. So mad. I don't even want a nut anymore. I gave up. By the way, I'm not playing acoustic pussy.
All righty. Hashtag acoustic pussy.
I'm not playing acoustic pussy. All right. So now this one Shannon sent me earlier today. Substitutes for a healthy diet. Noodles, zucchini, chips, carrots, milk, coconut milk, rice, cauliflower, butter, sadness, sugar, a broken heart, cheese, nope, coffee. This is stupid and I'm not doing it.
a different friend sent that to me and I was like, oh, that feels condescending, but look at you being supportive because I had told them about my diet issue. And then I started reading it and I got halfway down. I was like, oh, it's funny. Ha ha. I love it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.